You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company, and this is Eric Dye. Today, we are joined by Graham Hughes, Director of Sales at Visit Tucson. Graham has worked 25 years in the hospitality and tourism industry, focusing on sales and marketing. His career includes 4 years in destination management, 13 years with Westin Hotels and Resorts Starwood, and 5 years with Lowe's Hotels before joining Visit Tucson in November 2007. He is positioning Tucson in Southern Arizona as a premier destination for group meetings, conventions, and events. Graham joins us today to share his top tips for working with convention and visitor bureaus. Graham, certainly a privilege to have you with us today here on Event Talk.
I'm looking forward to it, and thanks for the invitation.
Well, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So to get started, is there a distinct difference between a convention and visitor bureau and a destination marketing organizations for meeting planners to be aware of?
Great question. In most instances, those terms are interchangeable. Destination Marketing Organization and Convention and Visitors Bureau are two of the acronyms, DMO and CVB, that we answer to, among others. Planners should really do their research. Sometimes organizations that brand themselves as DMOs are more outfacing and truly engaged in marketing the destination to a wide range of audiences using a lot of different medium. Where there is some differentiation is CVBs tend to be the ones with the on-the-ground effort. I'm not saying DMOs don't, but in most instances, CVBs is your tell that that organization has a unique and robust on-the-ground sales effort to help market their destination and their destination partners. So subtle differences. There is some standardization always being pushed by our parent organization, DMAI. So that's a great resource for planners to look on the Destination Marketing Association International website and see just what sort of certifications and services different DMOs that are affiliated offer.
What are the benefits for a meeting planner to be working with a CVB or DMO?
Well, first and foremost, we do position ourselves as the destination experts. There's so many things going on in each individual market. And for planners and site selectors, the process of search in many instances has become more streamlined electronically, and they can cast a broader net in doing so using those tools, whether it be online platforms like Cvent or Empowerment. So engaging a destination expert will really help tell the story of that destination and all the things that are unique about it and begin to separate that destination from everything else that you're looking at. We understand seasonality, local events, and how they might impact both rates, occupancy and availability during your preferred time frames, even for things as down to brass tacks as high weather temperatures, potential of rain, what the climate is that time of year that you're considering. As a planner, when you present the individual properties you're considering in the context of the destination versus just, you know, here's a Marriott-branded facility, here's a Starwood-branded facility, Hilton, et cetera, if you can personalize and add life to that individual property by presenting it in the context of the destination in which it resides, I think it gives you a distinct advantage in a very crowded and sometimes hard to differentiate field when you're presenting the different options to your client.
Graham, there are companies out there that help meeting planners with the sourcing of hotel rooms for meetings. Is a CVB a complimentary service to this, or should planners look at a CVB as a one-stop resource?
I think the answer is both, and it depends on your level of engagement. If you, as a planner, have initiated or contracted with the services of a site selector, that's all we need to know, and then that person is who we're primarily trying to influence. Destination marketing organizations, CVBs, for a long time seemed as a competitive channel to site selectors. I think that for most forward-thinking CVBs has gone away completely now. We embrace site selectors, third parties, anybody who has the potential to influence a decision maker on behalf of our destination. We're all in to give them all the information they need and position them for as much success as we can. So if you use a site selection firm, by all means, don't forego that to work directly with the CVB. Let's all of us work together towards the common goal. My feeling is the more people out there advocating on behalf of our destination for your meeting, the more successful we'll all be collectively.
Great information today. We are with Graham Hughes, Director of Sales at Visit Tucson, who has worked 25 years in the hospitality and tourism industry, visiting with us here on Event Talk, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Graham, how does a planner typically initiate a relationship with a CVB, and what does a CVB need to be successful for the planner?
Well, ideally, a planner will initiate a conversation with a CVB based on being touched by some form of marketing that our destination is putting out there, whether we're in trade publications, e-blasts, trade shows, all the different ways where we're coming into contact with our prospects and potential clients is the right time for somebody to initiate with a CVB. Outside of those influencers, if you're tasked with planning a meeting in a certain region of the country, all professional planners have resources to find out some initial information. The best time to engage with the CVB is early in that process. And by doing that, you maintain some consistency in terms of information and the completeness of that information as we move through the site selection process. One thing that can really disrupt the site selection process is to initiate the search with individual properties within the destination, not get the results you need, and then come back and include the CVB. That can create some confusion for our hotel and resort partners in the marketplace as to whether or not we initiated that inquiry or if it came directly from the end user. So I think the best time is early and often. And then update the CVB on your negotiations as you move through. A lot of times, if we're not in the loop and know where your decision is heading or what destinations or properties you're favoring, we'll be getting those calls from our partner properties in the destination. And if we don't have that information, in many instances, we'll be referring them back to the client to gain that information. So if you want to make site selection easy, initiate the conversation with the DMO early and maintain strong communication throughout the process with them. They can be a buffer for you in the destination.
Are there any other services a Convention Visitors Bureau can offer meeting planners that we may have not covered during this session today?
Well, I think absolutely look beyond just site selection. That's the meat and potatoes of what we do, is connecting our best clients with our most appropriate partners and initiating those relationships through the point of meeting execution. We also have a suite of services built around attendance building for your event with imagery, whether electronic or even something as basic as postcard mailings, that can begin to build anticipation and excitement about the destination itself. To get whether it's a program where people are registering because they want to enjoy the educational content, or they've got to be here because it's an incentive program. We love to build that information and excitement about the destination prior to arrival and absolutely as far in advance as we can. We can build out a microsite on our site, visittucson.org, that's got the dates and particular information regarding your meeting, transportation options from the airport, pre- and post-trip itineraries. We can do an e-blast from Visit Tucson to your potential attendee base to help drive attendance as well. After that, convention services is a real strong aspect of the level of service we're delivering at Visit Tucson. where after your arrangements with the property have been completed, if you need assistance with transportation, entertainment, day tours, activities, you need a referral for a florist or a bus company or a mariachi band, we have all those resources and a dedicated team providing that level of service to definite business as eagerly as we are out pursuing new business for the destination. So those are important things for a planner to understand. Something that's really come up in the past several years and has become a strong component of what we're offering planners is the connection to volunteerism activities in our local community. There's so many groups now that as they travel, whether part of their charter or just something that they believe in doing, they want to give back to the communities that they're meeting in. So we've developed relationships with a lot of charitable organizations in Tucson that would welcome that support. And so we've created sort of a turnkey resource for planners. They don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. We can connect them with those organizations. They can determine if there's a fit there, and then we can help facilitate some of that. That's something that's really answering a need for a lot of planners that are unfamiliar with the destination. So those are just a few of the things we're doing outside of site selection.
Good stuff. Lastly, what are your top three tips for planners to be successful in working with a Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Top three, well, I've got 10. I'll start with my top three. First is initiate your contact and establish your relationship with your CVB professional early in the process. Again, some of the things I referred to earlier, we can steer you away from local events that might impact availability or guest room rates. We can steer you towards periods where there are things going on in the community that might be of interest to your attendees should they have free time. So initiate that process early. Second would be share all important details. Oftentimes, it's a challenge when we go to market or initiate a lead for our partner properties and we don't have a full understanding of your meeting space requirements because something's been left out initially of the RFP. It's hard to go back and amend bids after they've initially been sourced. It does happen and happens a lot. But the more information you share and the earlier you share it, the better off we're all going to be in terms of achieving success. Thirdly, I'd say set and keep realistic timelines in terms of what your decision-making process or your end-user or client's decision-making process is and how we can influence that process. CVBs, once we initiate that lead to our partner properties, again, are going to be the ones that are receiving the calls. Hey, what's the update on that status? When's the site visit scheduled for, et cetera? And without that great information to share with our partners, they'll come looking to that partner or that end user or client for that information. Sort of negates one of the great benefits of using a CVB is to get out of the individual conversations and dealings with the properties at the initial phase of the engagement. Fourth, I know you asked for three, I'll give you four. Close the loop. If your client selects a different destination, just make sure we're able to communicate that to the partners that bid your program here. And also knowing why they chose a different destination, whatever that reason may be, that's helpful information to us. Fifth, I'll stop there, is if your experience with our DMO is exceptional, we'd love for you to recommend us to other planners and help us build our network of folks who have confidence in our ability.
Well, Graham, thanks so much for sharing those three tips plus those two bonus tips for working with convention and visitor bureaus per your expertise. Where can listeners get more information on Visit Tucson as well as destination marketing organizations for meeting planners?
DMAI, or Destination Marketing Association International, it's dmai.org. Google it or go directly to their website. Great resources there, whether it's you know, individual destinations and site selection, or the anatomy of a CVB. They've also got a lot of great white papers for planners similar to what you're doing here. Some questions that have been asked and answered can save site selectors and meeting planners a lot of time in this process, and all those resources are available through DMAI. For Tucson, our website is visittucson.org. visittucson.org. Great information on all things Tucson and Southern Arizona there, robust events calendar, what's going on year-round. And then on the meetings page, tabs on the top of the landing page, you'll get information on myself and my colleagues, how you can connect with us, what our areas of expertise are, the geographic territories that we work most prominently, and then how to initiate an RFP or inquiry process with your DMO.
Well, Graham, we want to thank you for your time today, and thanks for spending a moment with us on Event Talk.
Certainly, my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. And we've been speaking with Graham Hughes, Director of Sales at Visit Tucson, who has worked 25 years in the hospitality and tourism industry. And once again, the website of reference is visittucson.org. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.